What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
How do you do?
Hear that?
Just want to talk about the boys in blue.
Hear that?
Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hear that?
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup too?
Hear that?
How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know.
Hear that?
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
Hey,
is it true you're a deadhead too?
Hey, man.
Kid Baseball, wanna talk music with you.
Hey, man.
That's right, 9 o'clock on a Wednesday, we get to Matt Cotrero, the Royals manager. God, it feels good after that game last night, Q. I'll tell you what, man, I was jumping and jiving and chugging some brews, probably a little too late. But how about that win last night? All three phases, pitching, defense, and offense showed up.
Well, you bounced back good to get up for a 6 o'clock show if you're... had a couple too many.
I'm not, Matt, I'm not human, okay? I've never had a hangover.
Hey, dude, he's 38 years old. He's a lot younger than we are. Doesn't have the kids running around, you know? So he's got the opportunity to do that stuff.
Zero kids, zero wife, zero hangovers, zero trouble, zero bubbles. That's Surfside for you. But if you want, when you celebrate making the playoffs this year, I can come in the locker room and kind of show some guys around.
Jeez, well, you know, I mean, let's hold off on that. Okay. One. I mean, if you're, you seem like a professional celebrator, but that's good. That's good. Yeah, last night was a good game. I mean, the pitching's been really good. You know, that's been pretty constant. You know, we've hit for a lot more power this last month or so, and that's been encouraging. And, you know, Bobby's home run was a huge separator last night. But there's been a lot of really positive things the last week, 10 days for sure, and the defense has been outstanding. The base running's been good, so it's a time where when you put those things together, you're going to give yourself a really good chance to win.
I don't know what you just said there, Matt, and I'm sorry. You called the man a professional celebrator.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that there's been a better term for an individual than somebody calling Dusty a professional celebrator. It was so good.
Well, I mean, how
damn right.
38 years old and never have had a hangover. You must be a pro.
Because I'm sick. I'm sick and twisted. I'm not normal. Matt, how professional did Seth Lugo look last night in a key game against those Texas Rangers?
It was great to get, you know, a Lugo-esque performance back. I mean, he pitched into the seventh with two runs. I mean, that you're going to take that chance every time, and that's what we've become accustomed to seeing from him. He's had a couple of blips these last couple of times, but guys like him, they know how to deal with that mentally, emotionally. You know, he wasn't panicked. He wasn't looking for something to change. It was all about execution.
Talking with Matt Quatrero here, the manager of the Royals, and you know, he did mention Lugo, Bobby with the 100th home run. But these veteran guys you added, Q, just continue to make a huge difference on this team. Like, I hate to be that guy. Where would we be without Yaz? But where would we be without Yaz right now? He's been outstanding for you guys.
Yeah, he has. And, you know, obviously what you see on the field has been great. I mean, the home runs, you know, the professional at-bats. You look at, I don't know how many he's had, but several 8, 9, 10 pitch at-bats. And those, you know, he might not even get a hit in some of those or get on base. But what that does for the, you know, breaking down the opposing pitching staff and having guys get a better shot at him behind him, all those kinds of things. And just showing some of the younger players what those at-bats look like at this time of year is really big. And behind the scenes, what he's done, you know, the conversations in the cage, in the clubhouse, his demeanor is very calm. You know, like, he doesn't get too hyped up one way or the other. But you can tell there's a real fire inside of him competitively.
You know, we don't have a lot to go on when it comes to, you know, bringing in players and differences that get made. We always go back to 14 and 15, and I apologize for that because that's the way we operate, because that's all we really have to go on, right? And you guys did, I think, a lot of what they did in 14 and 15. They added those random veteran guys in. And you look at it from a just a number standpoint, you go, what is that guy going to bring to the table? But then I hear you talk about all the behind the scenes stuff, just like they did in 14 and 15. Is that sometimes more valuable than the on the field stuff for you?
Well, on the field, obviously you have to perform, right? You can have a bunch of nice guys and competitors and, you know, those kinds of things, but you have to perform. And I think what, you know, fans need to understand, and, you know, people that aren't in it day to day, is there's a lot of really good major league players that aren't household names and that aren't going to say, oh man, we're going to get, you know, the big superstar. There's guys that, like the Yazes, that are, you know, 8-year major league player that just in of itself to stick around that long and be a productive player. And when you're playing him in a role that he's suited for, where you're, you know, he's facing predominantly righties, you know, he's a really good defender. Like, he does a lot of things that can help you win a game. And those are the kinds of moves that we tried to make, is putting, you know, he and Grichuk are essentially a complementary player. One crushes lefties, one crushes righties. They both play pretty good defense. They're good base runners. And then you add on the stuff behind the scenes and they become, you know, I can never get that saying right, but the total is greater than the sum of the parts,
yeah,
or
right,
whatever.
Right.
But that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to make your 26 guys 28, you know, or 29 by adding up all the little things.
Yeah, you talk about adding up all the little things, and I go back to your quote from last weekend about something's going to have to open up. And I know Yaz is slugging like crazy, and I'm not saying that this is where he would come into play, but the kid in AAA right now is doing a lot of damage down there in Jack Caglione. Is that something that has to open up possibly September 1st when the rosters expand?
Well, I mean, Jack's doing what we would hope he does going down there on his rehab assignment, right? He's hitting for power. You know, we're looking, there's a lot of things that go behind the scenes too, that we've talked with Jack about his routines and understand, you know, he got a decent exposure in the big leagues and understands now what the game is here. And that's the only way you're going to get to improve at this level, is to play at this level. But he was exposed to it. So yeah, if an opportunity comes up and he's available, then for sure we'll consider that. But September is an option. Anytime between now and then is an option. But at the same time, we have to have a role where he's going to play, because if he's not playing on a regular basis, then we have to figure out what's best for him at this young stage of his career.
Is there something he's doing currently in AAA right now that maybe you guys saw that he wasn't doing that you're seeing that he's starting to do now, like a learning curve type of thing with Jack Caglione that can get him back to Kauffman Stadium?
Well, you know, when he went to AAA the first time, it was only a couple of weeks, but he crushed AAA the first time. I mean, he did everything he could possibly do in the minor leagues in that short stint. Now, what he's doing more so from his routines and the quality of his at-bats, I think they have improved a little. But again, he's been down there for 6 games last week and won this, so 7 total games. So it would be unrealistic to think, boy, the guy has transformed his routine or he's become a different guy, or, and not that we were looking for him to be a different guy, but, you know, it's only been 1 week essentially of baseball.
I think, and I've been looking for the last couple of weeks how to, I mean, you know, I talk for a living, but sometimes you just can't come up with the right words or the right way to describe something. Vinny Pasquantino to me is like, he's not the best player on the team, but I feel like he's the heart and soul of your team. And if anything were to happen, like when he left that game on Saturday, we all thought the worst, right? I mean, that in the stands, we're all sitting there going, oh my God, Vinny's out of the game. We can't win without Vinny. How do you describe what Vinny Pasquantino brings to the club? Because I'm struggling to do so, but I know it's a hell of a lot. And we can't win without that guy.
Well, when you look at the guy that hits third for you every day in a major league season, that's an extremely valuable player on your team. You know, he's not the, he might be, you never know, like who is the best player on any given day. You don't win with one best player, right? You need a really good deep team. And Vinny is a huge part of that. He's a really, really good major league player that his skill set is different than a Bobby or an Izzy or whatever. He's a first baseman that hits for power, puts really good at-bats together, can hit righties and lefties, plays good defense, is a good clubhouse presence, works extremely hard, knows how to prepare. Like, there are a lot of things that Vinny does extremely well that make him a really, really good middle-of-the-order bat on a good major league team.
Yeah, I'm glad you said the clubhouse presence. Last one for you. The addition of Frazier and Yaz on this team and Gretschik as well showing production in the lineup. What's the production been like in that clubhouse with those additions to with these guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's you know one of the immeasurables, right? I mean, they know what it takes to win. They've been on playoff teams before. Frazier's a, you know, for a term I've heard recently, a glue guy. You know, he's one of those guys that keeps everybody focused. And he's one of the guys that has a really good way about him that to keep people accountable. And it's not necessarily that things have gone wrong. It's just that when a player delivers a message to another player in a way of like, he's very matter of fact, you know, somebody feels sorry for themselves or thinks that things aren't going their way. He'll be like, hey, get over it. Like, you know, win the game, those kinds of things. And when that comes from a player, that's far more valuable than when it comes from me or a member of the coaching staff. And he just has that way. We all experience this in life, right? When certain people have a way of giving you feedback that it doesn't come across as critical or all of a sudden you hate that person. Other people don't have that skill. And Frazier has that skill, and it's extremely valuable.
Which Dead concert was your favorite of the list I sent you over the weekend?
I got to go with the one I remember that I went to was not on that list. So I have to go with and they made a 3-CD box set of Dozin' at the Nick in 1989 or 90, whatever year that was. I have to go with the most memorable one for me.
Where was that concert?
Albany, New York. Yeah. Albany. It used to be called Knickerbocker Arena. And now, you know, it's had multiple names since then, but they made a 3-CD box set from those three nights.
Well, that has to be up there on that list. The number one was the one at the college in upstate New York where they kind of invaded and took over and became a legend. Imagine seeing the Dead when you're in college.
Well, I saw them in high school. So that was...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
That was just as mesmerizing for me, yeah.
Were you a professional celebrator back then?
I was not.
Is that why you don't remember the concerts?
I got to catch up with you, buddy.
Well, keep catching up with those teams above you and get in the wild card, get in the playoffs, and let's dance in October, Q.
Okay. See you guys.
Talk to you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.